Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawbona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings. And may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Joining me this morning on The Female Solution, welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, and always we are wishing you a way, not wishing, but offering you a way to release, relax, relate, to let go of some of that stress. And you may not be stressful right now, and you may be, but who knows. But coming up at 7:15, we'll have the mindfulness stress release session for you. So all you have to do is hang around, breathe long enough, and you can join us at 7:15, okay? But we're here to start your week off with the mindfulness stress release session. It's the first Monday of August, the hottest month in the year. It looks like last month was really the hottest month of the year. But August is the month of romance, and for all you romanticists, congratulations. Keep doing what you're doing, because my hubby, Tony Hoogs, is a romanticist, and I'll love it, so thank you very much. And it is also happy Earth Day birthday, born day, if you're celebrating a birthday today. And my high school friends, twins, Michael and Maxine Colvin, born August 2nd, 1900 and something or another. But their twins have always been close, and I've always been close to them. So happy birthday, Maxine. Happy birthday, Earth Day, born day, Michael. And may the both of you have many, 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 many more. Maxine is a phenomenal woman living in another country space. So wherever you are, sweetie, continue success and keep up the good work. Again, I saw you on the boat in Florida coming back from wherever you were coming back. Anyway, so thank you. And thank you for wishing them a happy birthday. That's Michael and Maxine Pitts. Michael and Maxine Colvin. Pitts is her married name. She would kill me. So Maxine Pitts. Okay. Alrighty. And if your birthday is today, we're celebrating with you too. Also, always let us keep in mind the sick in, the shut in, the incarcerated, and those who are in need of prayer and the non-believers. Because at this point in your life, you got to believe something other than yourself is responsible for you being here on the planet after all the craziness that's going on in the world. So anyway, let us keep in mind, and those who are in nursing homes, who are in shelters, those who are living on the street, oh my God, and I know you see that I'm always telling you about our homeless project. And if you would like to participate in that, you can go to our Instagram page. It's called HLN. See that logo right there? HLN.homeless.project. And I will put that in here so that you can see that. That is HLN. Oops. You know, my own handwriting. I'm doing a computer. HLNHomeless.project. So be sure and check that out. Okay? And if you're listening online, would like to join the conversation this morning, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. And that's after the 7:30 hour. 7:30 our team talent manager, Falake Kende, will be joining us this morning to announce the winner of the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. There's something going on in the city. I see helicopters everywhere. Anyway, unfortunately, there's none here. Okay, and probably in the news, what's going on up there? Billie Holiday reviewed today with Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations, and we'll be discussing that. But first of all, congratulations to Simone Biles, who will be competing in Tokyo, Japan. I know if you haven't heard it on the news, you've heard it now. So be sure and check out for all updates. I post everything on my blog, which is zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. That's zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, and I'll put that up there so you can see that too. I give you updates on what I know that's going on that's crucial, because people send me things all the time, so I have to share them. And while you're sharing, be sure and go to the new social media website by the Women's Network Group. It's called Pixoly, P-I-X-E-O-L-Y, Pixoly.com. And remember to set those DVRs for the Higher Learning TV show, Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19, and 24/7 on the World Wide Web, higherlearningnetwork.org, as you can see. Site right there. And also, if you are on YouTube, it's Higher Learning TV Show. Okay? That's our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show. And while you're online surfing and getting information, be sure and check out diabeticdonut.com. It's where I reversed, how I reversed type 2 diabetes. It's a free download. All you have to do is go and get it. And if you can't remember, if you just scroll down low enough, everything I talk about is on the blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. And if you are having a problem with your grocery bill, as everyone is, then you need to know about the Tower Garden. And that is where show you what I'm doing to grow. It's just not all these pretty plants in the background. I'm growing some food, too. Cause otherwise, you know we're eating plastic food. You're eating plastic food. I'm growing my own. And also, you know, you always hear me talking about pain, and I got something for pain, too. It's called Zelda.now.site. So you be sure and check it out. You got pain, inflammation, things of that nature. You know I'm taking everything. Anywhere. Anyway, just wanted to share that with you. And the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest winner will be announced in 7:30 break. So you stay close. And just to remind you that today's show is sponsored by Dr. J at Wicker Park Chiropractic Health. Medical and recreational cannabis certification is available, 773-276-7300. And his number is scrolling across the screen. As we take a look about scrolling across the screen would be our traffic update, which is sponsored by Karen Kelly of ITEX.com. That's ITEX.com. If you want to take a trip to anywhere in the country, if they're going to let you out of the country right now, but anywhere within the United States, too, you can also travel, you can go shopping, services are good, anything you need, you can buy anything. We bought a car, a van, travel, plants, clothing, you name it, we bought it, so. Plus, you get a $100 gift certificate when you mention my name, Zelda, Z-E-L-D-A. Why do you say Zelda, Zelda? Because that is my way of giving honor to the ancestors who came before us, and that would be Richard the Geek. Remember the King of Dusty? Oh, I'm sorry, that was Herb Kid. I get them confused. I work with both of them, but they know who they are. You know who they are, too. Okay. As we take a look at the traffic and weather, sunshine, blue skies. Please don't go away. Oh, my Lord. High in the mid-70s today, cooler at the lakefront, but baby, we got sunshine and blue skies. If you are taking CTN Metro, there are no reported delays, but inbound on the Kennedy, it is a hot mess. 48 minutes. Do you hear me? 48 minutes. 28 minutes on the outbound and slow at divisions. As we take a look at the Kennedy inbound from Lake Cook to the junction, it's 25 minutes inbound, 21 on the reverse. On the Eisenhower, it's slow at 22nd Street coming in, and outbound on the Ike, it's 28 minutes due heavy near Mannheim Road. On the Stevenson, 24 in, 15 minutes out, even though there's a rollover in three right lanes, it's going up to like 18 minutes now. So if you can, avoid that area. Inbound on the Dan Ryan, it is 15 minutes. 13 outbound at 47th Street in the two right lanes. There's a crash, so expect delays there. On the Bishop Ford, 11 in both directions, and Lakeshore Drive, it's 10 minutes in both directions. And that's your traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. Remember to mention my name, Zelda, Z-E-L-D-A, and you will have the opportunity to get $100 and go shopping immediately. But right now, you know what that means. It is time for Monday morning mindfulness. And we will take a word of the day from Inspirational Conversations with Shalom of Israel, a.k.a. Zelda Sweet. And reading from August 2nd, it says, I met a miracle named Carol during my second tour of my first book. Carol showed me a picture of herself weighing 500 pounds before her health challenge, and I could not believe my eyes. She had every conceivable and inconceivable thing happen to her and her family, including cancer, diabetes, liver and kidney malfunction, blindness, and to top it off, invasion of her home, destroying or stealing all her prized possessions. She told her husband she needed a vacation and took off a couple of weeks to go see her family she hadn't seen in several years since she'd lost over 400 pounds. She was very anxious to get away. Despite all that happened to Carol, she still had a great outlook on life. She doesn't carry the weight of the world or all of the negative things that happened to her. She simply smiles and tells you another part of the journey. What part of your journey do you need to share today that will help you move on and see the good in it? Okay. Inspirational Conversations with Shalomith Israel, a.k.a. Zelda Speaks. This is Volume 2, available at ZeldaSpeaks.com. And I'll include a big hug, squeeze hug with it, and a signature, of course. And all the proceeds benefit the Youth Media Training Program, which is a sponsor of the Virtual Global Teen Talent Contest. And if you want to support it, you can go right here to our Instagram page, which is hln.homeless.project. And we're always talking about what we can do for the children, so let's put our money where our mouth is. And encourage them always to sign up at hlntvshow@gmail.com. Okay, can you do that? Okay, great. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Alrighty. So it's 7:15. You know what that means, right? It is time for your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. So let us sit up straight in our chairs, feet flat on the floor, nothing in our hands, nothing in our laps. We simply prepare for the best of the best day ever. Why is today going to be the best day ever? I'll tell you in a moment. But in the meantime, in between time, sit up straight, feet flat on the floor, nothing in your hand, nothing in your lap. Just close your eyes. You should not be looking at me, but the inside of your eyelids, and just start breathing, inhaling and exhaling. That's all you do. Deep breathing expands the lungs, and it triggers the receptors in the brain. So this morning, we're going to trigger the happiness gene. See, because when you're in a certain vibration, when you're vibrating on a certain level, good things happen to you, but you got to learn how to master it through the power of the breath, okay? Alrighty, so we just want to share that with you. So as you are breathing, inhaling and exhaling through your nose, breathing in through the nose and exhaling through the nose if you can. If not, just exhale through the mouth. So let us begin together. Inhale deeply. Hold it. Just that one deep breath makes such a difference. Let's do it again together. Inhale deeply, eyes closed. Hold it. And exhale. Oh, we feel two times as good as we did the last time. Once more, inhale deeply. Hold it. And you wonder why that feels good just by breathing? Because you are controlling the energy flow that is flowing through your temple. So as we inhale, just continue to breathe in and breathe out and just listen to my voice. Inhale deeply. Giving thanks for the power of the breath, because it is the breath that keeps us alive and kicking. And being the powerful resource for the community that we are. And we give thanks as we inhale deeply. And exhale. Knowing that all is well in our world despite what appearances are there. As we inhale deeply. Bringing all the energy to the top of the head. Inhale. Hold it. And as we exhale, let the energy flow down from the forehead to the face to the chin, and the breath will relax on the shoulders as we rotate those shoulders and continue to inhale deeply. And as we exhale, stretch those arms out and move that body. Just stretch that body. Send it around in a circle. Oh, yeah. Get those shoulders moving. Get that whole solar plexus moving. Oh, yeah. Oh, that feels so good. Doesn't that feel good early in the morning? Ah, yes. As we inhale deeply. Giving thanks for the power of the breath, sending more breath down through the shoulders and the arms and the elbows and the wrists and the fingers. Feel free to wiggle them all as you move them about, moving the arms and the elbows and the wrists and the fingers as we breathe in. And as we breathe out, sending love and light and energy down through the shoulders, grabbing those shoulders, releasing the tension in the shoulders as we massage those shoulders, giving thanks for those shoulders that hold all that tension. We release, release, and release. Let go of all that tension just by rubbing and breathing. How many of us think to do this to ourselves when we're stressed out? No, we run and go get, take something, drink something, eat something, call somebody. Just sit there and take time and breathe in and breathe out. And do it on your own. I promise you, you'll feel so much better. Just simply rub the tension out of those shoulders as you breathe in. Take these two fingers and one thumb and touch the back of your neck. Squeeze the back of the neck. That is where the vagus nerve is. Runs from the tip of your neck bone, from your skull down to the base of your hip. While running all the way down your back, just squeeze it and breathe in and breathe out. Just massaging that vagus nerve. See, that vagus nerve helps the immune system. They didn't tell you that, did they? Just keep rubbing. Stimulating the autoimmune system for the good, sending it love, light, and energy, and it can't help but to heal, because that's what we have, a healing vessel. If anybody tells you anything else, don't believe the hype as we breathe in. And as we breathe out, sending more love, light, and energy through the breath down through the chest, and the solar plexus, and the sides, and the buttocks, and the back as we breathe in. And as we exhale, sending more love and light and energy down through the thighs and the knees. Feel free to rub those knees that keep us mobile, honey, that keep us moving so we don't have to be depending on anything outside of our bodies to help us. That's why it's imperative that we walk and sweat every day. Nobody could have told me I'd be in my 50s and 60s just going to the gym. Yeah, you want to walk, you will rub those knees and walk on those knees as we breathe in. And as we breathe out, sending more love and light and energy down through the legs and the ankles and the arches. And the instep. And the toes. Yes, wiggle those toes. Ooh, we sending more love and light and energy back up through those toes as we breathe in. Bringing that energy back through the top and the bottom of the foot and the arch and the instep. We send love and light and lots of energy through those feet that carry us to and fro without even thinking about it. Oh, we are so grateful and we are so blessed as we breathe in. Bringing love and light and energy back up through the legs and the knees and the thighs and the hips as we breathe in. Bringing more energy back up through the sides and the back. Oh, stretching. Oh, yes, that feels so good. And the stomach and the chest. And back up through the shoulders and the arms as we breathe in. And stretch. Yes, that feels good as we breathe in. Bringing the energy back up through the shoulders and the neck and the ears and the face and the forehead as we give thanks for the power of the breath, because we can breathe this morning. Someone somewhere is not so fortunate and they may not be able to breathe on their own. They may have asthma, COPD, any respiratory disease, trachea in their throats. Just say a word of prayer for them. because you have been blessed with the power of the breath. Just because, as we inhale deeply, and exhale, inhale deeply, and exhale. As your eyes are continued staying closed, we give thanks that we have opened the channels that are receptive to our breath. As we repeat two of the most powerful words on the planet, I am. As we send love and light and energy to each and every part of our body, we remind ourselves that I am happy. Yes, I am. I am healthy. Yes, I am. I am whole and complete. Yes, I am just as I am. Because the I am that I am, the power that be, knows and reminds us that we have the same power within us. All we have to do is use it. And we begin with the power of the breath. As we breathe in, hold it, and breathe out. And this last time we breathe in, let us give thanks for all of our inner organs that are working on our behalf that we don't have. We don't even know that anything is wrong until we get a body message called pain or something or another like that, a signal that something is wrong. So let's send a signal that's good this morning as we breathe in. Rest and digest. Everything is okay. And it relaxes the system as we breathe out. Yeah. See, a nervous system can override your whole body and just send you into total chaos. That's why we breathe in. And as we breathe out, last time as we breathe in, we give thanks for the brain, for the heart, and the liver, and the lungs, and the spleen, and the spine, and the digestive system, the assimilation system, and the elimination system, because you know some of y'all are constipated, too proud to talk about it, but you can inbox me. I'll tell you what to do. Nopalina and a few other things. As we inhale deeply. And as we exhale, bring your face forward, chin to chest, and slowly rotate that head to the left. That's why you're sitting up straight, so you don't get a crook in your back. Slow down. Moving a little bit too fast. You're just beginning to the back, and slowly bring it around to the right. Slowly, slowly, slowly. Head up. Inhale deeply. Exhale, bringing the head down, chin to chest, and slowly rotating the head to the right, slowly feeling every single increment of this stretch. Yeah, you should just be getting to the back, and slowly bringing the head to the left, and around to the front, chin to chest, head up, inhale deeply. And look to your left as far as you possibly can, feeling the stretch in the right of your neck. And bringing your head back forward. Inhale deeply. And exhale, looking to the right as far as you possibly can, feeling a stretch in the left side of the neck. Ah, doesn't that feel good? Mm-hmm. Yes. And bringing the head back forward. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. And that, my friend, is your Monday morning mindfulness meditation that you can share with your friends and family. When you're stressed out, please share it with somebody. You don't have to do all that I did. Just start breathing, child, through your nose. And if you got a little funk on your breath, I promise you, you forgot to brush your teeth or your mouthwash wasn't working, or some garlic or some onion or something smelly on your breath. When you breathe in. But when you breathe out, blow. I promise you. They'll step back and be like, girl, Lord, I'm going to smell it out, bro. Yeah. Anyway, it works. And it works if you work it. So be sure and share it with somebody to make somebody else's day better. You can go to my YouTube page, which is Zelda Speaks, Or Zelda Speaks Mindfulness. I have two. So you have a choice there. And your choice right about now is 729. We're going to have the announcement of the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest that came on Saturday, July 31st. And the next one will be August 28th, I believe it is. So you be sure and have your children participate. Because we can talk about them all day long, but until we decide to support the Teen Talent Contest, things will continue to be the way they are. So this is your opportunity to do something about that. So coming up at 5, real long weekend. Coming up at 7:30, Falaka Kende will be here to Allende will. Falaka Kende will be here to share the winner with us after we come back from a commercial break, and Brother Lionel Abdul-Hawk of Community Cultivations will be joining us on the movie review, The Real Truth Behind the Scenes of the Billie Holiday Story. So stay close, okay?
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving, doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on The Female Solution.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self, cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is a result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving, doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on The Female Solution.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solution Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
Grand Rising and bringing us back here on... Round 7 Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. And joining us at this time will be Falaki Hainde, who is going to join us and give us the winner of the contest. So welcome, Falaki. Thank you for joining us this morning. Do I have the right number? 747-245?
That's right.
Okay. Hey.
Okay. Happy
Grand
Monday,
Rising.
Grand Rising.
Oh.
It's so great to be with you.
It's so great to have you here because, girl, I tell you all the time, I don't know what I would do without you, and I don't even want to know what I would do without you, so I'm just going to leave that right where it is.
Same here.
Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, Falaki Hainde, who is the teen talent...
Everyone, we had another great contest this past weekend. We featured talent from Ontario, Canada, Palmdale, California, Virginia, and Saudi Arabia. We had an actress, a singer, two singers, and a dancer. And the winner, I am pleased to announce, from Saudi Arabia, is Najla. Najla, congratulations. She was our actress. She did a very stirring piece about a father and daughter, and the daughter was pleading with the father for another chance to do better with her money. And we were moved by her ability to show sorrow and angst, and it was amazing. It was amazing. Please check it out. Like, subscribe, share our YouTube channel. Congratulations, Najla.
Congratulations.
Our first Saudi Arabian winner.
Najla, congratulations. Definitely Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. And
that's right.
The next contest will be on Saturday, August 28th.
That's right.
So if you have not seen Najla, and I'm going to try and pull her up here as we are speaking, because Najla, it was so dramatic what she did. I was like, wow, that is pretty powerful. And then didn't she send in her information in her lingua, because it wasn't in English, was it?
Her video?
Just the writing on the video, that's all.
That's right. That's right. It was in Arabic.
In Arabic, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And because
yep.
When I first saw it, I was like, okay, does she know that this is not in English? I'm sure she does. I'm sure she does. But, yeah.
That is so great. You know, she's only 15 years old, and she speaks English and Arabic fluently. And I've known some adults to have to really study English in order to do some business here in the U.S. So she's ahead of the game. And Zelda, she talked about in I asked her for a bio, and she said the first time she ever was on stage, she cried. And then she tried again, and she tried again. And then she ended up getting, like, the standing ovation. And she said she knew from the beginning that acting was for her, because every actress, in order to be successful, should be one that will never give up.
Oh, wow.
And she said that is her. Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome. Because she could have very well given up. She didn't have to be in there. She could have very well given up, and I'm so glad, Najla, that you did not give up, because you are a shining example of what can happen when you don't give up.
That's right.
Not everybody makes it.
That's
not
right.
Makes it.
That's
so what,
right.
Right. You're absolutely right. So what I'm going to do is to show Najla's performance right about now. Ladies and gentlemen, I have found it, so let us bring to the stage.
Najla.
Najla. Najla.
Yep.
N-A-J-L-A. Right, Najla. Congratulations, Najla. You did a wonderful job. We have seen you on the screen, girl, so continue to do the work that you do and tell all your friends to sign up for free registration for the Virtual Global Teen Talent Contest on August 28th, 12 noon until 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, and they can email their one-minute video clip into via YouTube. Must be a YouTube, not an MOV file, not an MP3. It has to be a YouTube video file. And you can send that to us at hlntvshow@gmail.com. And you can check out the whole contest on our Facebook page, facebook.com/hlntvshow. Zelda. Don't ask me why they put Zelda at the end of it. I guess because I found it. Okay. But anyway, you can see that and many, many more on the YouTube channel, on YouTube.com, Higher Learning TV Show. And if you want to support it, you can always go to the our Instagram page, hln.homeless.project. There are items there that you can purchase that will, to give you something for your money, just to show you're not donating, but you actually get something for it. So be sure and check it out. And you can always go to higherlearningnetwork.org. So thank you so much, Falake, for all of the wonderful work that you do. And I'm sure you'll be notifying the parents today that Nazla won if they weren't on the line this morning. I'm sure somebody will tell them.
I sure will. They're going to be so thrilled in Saudi Arabia. Thank you, Zelda, for having me.
And thank you for being the Teen Talent Manager of the Virtual Global Teen Talent Contest. Make it a great day,
yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
You too.
All right, hon. Have a great day.
Love everybody. You too.
All right. Peace and blessings. Go to the phone lines for the man of the hour that we have been waiting for. The discussion of Billie Holiday, the real truth behind the scenes with Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations, this movie review you've been waiting for. Welcome to the microphone, Lionel Abdul-Haq.
Peace be upon you.
Peace be upon
Shalom.
Shalom. Halo. Yes.
Halo, not hello. We try to get out of hell.
Yes, sir.
You're trying to get out of the hell mentality.
I know that's right. Yes, sir. Thank you so much for joining us this morning and sharing your words of wisdom. You are always such a breath of fresh air.
All praise due to the Most High. I try to do that every chance I get.
Yes, sir. Can you tell us, Lionel, why you chose the Billie Holiday movie review? Because many people don't know that's how I met Lionel. He was doing movie reviews back in the day. And I said, wow, you need to come on WJBC and talk about that. He's like, sure. Okay, so now here he is on the Female Solution. So how'd you come about that with that topic?
Well, we have been discussing in July the idea of Independence Day. You know, we played God Bless the Child, which is one of her, Billie Holiday's most famous songs.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to Strange Fruit, God Bless the Child was perhaps one of the most famous of her songs. And, you know, when coming into this month, we wanted to do something that would be a continuum, and so the movie starring Andra Day in the title role, I believe she won an Oscar for that. I'm not sure, but she certainly put a lot into the performance, and if she didn't win, she should have. But That's how I came to the idea of doing that particular review as a continuum from the Independence Day discussion of God Bless the Child.
I just looked it up. Andra Day was edged out of the Oscar honors, but her film portrayal of the iconic Billie Holiday was a triumphant success. She didn't win it, but she was mentioned.
Oh, yeah. She made quite a debut in her acting career with that. It was a stirring performance. I don't see how she did it, man. For someone who hasn't acted as much, she certainly put a lot into that role.
Didn't she though?
Oh yeah. And
you
so
pro.
Yeah, she did a good job. She really did a great job. Acting is not something that you know, I put a lot of stock in myself personally. I know the country does. I think that acting is a big part of the cognitive dissonance problem that we have, that people pretend and they are encouraged to pretend so much that the idea of getting lost in pretense is part of the psychology that is failing us with this pandemic. But that's a different subject.
Okay.
We want to talk about the movie. the idea of Billie Holiday, the movie being United States of America versus Billie Holiday, is a statement about not just Billie Holiday, but about African people of African descent. It's a statement that says that anything that will uplift, inspire, dignify the history, the life, the character of people of African descent is something that there are elements, if not the entire apparatus of American life, is against. And you know, the efforts that they made against Billie Holiday were also launched against jazz as a cultural institution born from and championed by people of African descent. That it was classified by J. Edgar Hoover, the head of the FBI, and probably a lot of other people, as being a threat, that the music was considered dangerous in that it challenged the ideals that the country had been established on, that were against the civilizations that existed prior to Greece, that Greece is considered to be the model on which European modern day 20th century society is based. And they don't mention the fact that Greece got its start through Egypt, that it didn't, that it got its level of civilization, its level of social model, the social model didn't come from Greece. It was taken from ancient Kemet. In fact, Socrates and Plato, the two most prominent philosophers who helped to shape Greek philosophy and Greek social order, were both students of ancient Kemet. And Socrates, the first who taught Plato, was exiled and forced to drink Hamlet poison rather than to be permanently exiled. As a result of his being charged with teaching the existence of alien divinities in Greece. And what he was teaching was that there were people over in Egypt, Kemet, who were like gods. And they didn't like that in Greece. And so he was sentenced to exile or death, and he chose to die. So this is a history that we don't know, that is not being taught, as I think I said last month. We know more about dinosaurs. We talk more about dinosaurs than we talk about ancient Kemet. And even though they don't have dinosaurs on the dollar bill, they've got the pyramid on the dollar bill and symbolism that directly connects American life and Western social life to Kemet, ancient Egypt. We don't know. It's not taught in to the level that it deserves. And again, that ties in with the way the United States of America went against Billie Holiday.
Well, it will never be taught. What needs to be taught will never be taught. And it's so in the public system because it wasn't designed to uplift us. And I think about what you just said, that everybody thought a certain, everybody thinks a certain thing comes from a certain place because that's what we're told. We don't take the time to do the research to find out if the information that we've been given is correct. And the fact that you said Greece got its start from Egypt, ancient Kemet, that says a lot.
It does, and it also it says a lot about why we're where there's still such a deep and a visceral commitment to keeping people of African descent off balance, stuck in mud, struggling to survive. The situation in Africa today is just typical of the kind of situation that has existed for quite some time, and it's not by accident, it's by design. There are people who are seriously working to keep people of African descent, to keep the continent of Africa divided and struggling to survive. Mm-hmm. And the reality of it is, however, that the concept of the resurrection, what we understand and associate with Jesus, the birth, death, and resurrection of Jesus, is really connected to ancient Kemet. The whole concept got its start and is rooted in ancient Kemet. And the concept is not just a story or an allegory of one individual's life, but it is symbolic and representative of the human family. As my studies and the studies of others, and you know, I study from other people, I learn from them, people like Dr. Anthony Browder and Dr. Francis Cress Welsing, the late champion of psychosocial therapy, and many others. You have to seek out this kind of information. It's not going to be presented to you in the public school. And I don't say never, that it never will be. I think America is about change. I think the world is subject to change, and change comes as a result of people getting more knowledge. And
right.
I've devoted my life to that idea that people know better, they'll do better. And which is the reason why people lie, is because they don't want you to know.
Right.
And that's so if we can push the truth and get people to have as much enthusiasm for knowledge and understanding as they do for fun and games, we could change this situation tomorrow.
That would be wonderful, but you know, we have been conditioned for the party mindset, and it's a challenge to get us beyond that, because it requires some self-reflection, and you have to want to do it, because nobody can make you do anything. You've got to want to know the knowledge. You've got to be operating on a higher level of intelligence than the average person. Because as you said, Lionel,
yeah.
The average person, they just want to party. They don't want...
Well, I mean, the human character can be reached and motivated and moved in a lot of different ways, not just from the head, but from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Not just from the heart, but from the soul.
Mm-hmm.
And we are being subjected to circumstances and situations that are indeed soul stirring and motivating us to think differently, outside the box, and to search sincerely for some real answers. And the Female Solution and other programs like yours offering people alternatives to the regular programming that they get from TV and other sources. Mm-hmm. And as a consequence, the light is constantly being expanded to more and more people. And I have to believe that as people know better, they will do better.
We certainly hope so. And that's pretty much what we have to look forward to. It is 7:59. If you just joined the conversation this morning, you're listening to Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq, founder of Community Cultivations, and we're discussing the movie Billie Holiday, The Real Truth Behind the Scenes. So if you really want to know what's going on, you want a real education this morning, you need to call and text somebody, send them an email, send them something, let them know that truth are being revealed, and you don't have a clue as to what's going on. Well, stay close, and we'll take your calls at 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak, and we'll be back.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul, whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. Take advantage of the deal of the day. Go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Monday morning mindfulness. Be sure and tune in tomorrow. Self-Sale Care with Jody Susan. On Wednesday, Naima Latif and Kareem Habib. Repairing Family Relationships. On Thursday, Family Matters with, Women's Roundtable. And on Friday, Health and Well-Being with Viata. And Saturdays, first, second, third, fourth Saturday from 12 noon until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. The first Saturday, it's Nonviolent Communications with Deborah Jana, our correspondent from London. The second Saturday is, third Saturday is Love, Joy, and Powers. Second Saturday, Love, Joy, and Powers. I can't read my hand right. Second Saturday, Love, Joy, and Powers. Third Saturday would be Move Around with Aura. Fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. That's 12 until 2 p.m. And on Sunday, Soul Purpose Healing with Viata. If you didn't see the show last night, go back and see it. See all of the shows. They're in the archive 24/7. So if you'd like to join the conversation, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. And happy Earth Day, birthday, born day. Today is your birthday as we continue the celebration of life. And the real deal behind the scenes, Billie Holiday movie review with Lionel Abdul-Haq. You know, Lionel, I never thought about that. The fact that the, what you said earlier about Greece, a lot of things are connected to a lot of information that is just not the truth. How do we even begin to seek the truth when we don't know the truth?
Well, I mean, it's to recognize to recognize the value, to recognize the reality of the Creator, that none of this could exist without some very wise, very wise planning and development. You don't get this kind of structure, this kind of structured life, this kind of structured universe without there being a great deal of wisdom and planning and execution involved. It just doesn't happen. And even within ourselves, even though the operation of our own individual body, let alone the connection between our life form and other life forms on this planet, and the elements of earth, water, air, and fire working to mix the various elements in order to create new forms of life. This is all evidence of a great wisdom, and you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that there is a God, that there is a creator, there is a plan, there is a purpose to life. And I think it's important also to recognize that such planning, such wisdom, such purpose is not akin to foolishness and frivolity, an attitude, a careless attitude, an attitude of that doesn't think deeply, doesn't consider things in terms of their order, their connection to other things. And so I think if we were left alone, we would not have a problem. It is the work, the willful, deliberate efforts of people to deceive, to misguide, to undermine your intelligent life that we have to be concerned about. God is not our enemy. Satan is our enemy, and Satan is an arch deceiver, and we need to think through and not accept what we're being presented as the objects and the purpose of life by these deceptive advertisements, programs that are following the program of the deceivers who want to amuse, dazzle, and amaze our minds to the point where we are like little children or brute beasts capable of being herded by loud noises and fundamental instinctive reactions, as opposed to things that we think through and really understand as being principles that will guide us through all kinds of hardships and difficulties.
And until we make that decision to do what we need to do, nothing will change. The choice is yours. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak if you would like to join the conversation on Monday Morning Mindfulness. And if you are celebrating life today, if you're celebrating life today and today's your birthday, happy birthday to you too. Happy birthday, Earth Day, birthday, born day to Michael and Maxine Coleman. And she is now known as Maxine Pitts. So let me correct that. But anyway, happy Earth Day, birthday, born to you. Let's go to the phone line, 773-977. You are live on the Female Solution. Grand Rising, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Lois here in Chicago, Illinois. Hi to everyone out there. Ain't it good to be alive?
Yes, ma'am. Say that.
God has been so good to me. My sister passed away in Seattle, Washington, Emily North. They took her off the life support machine. And Emily has been, she's 76 years old, and a massive stroke. You know, it's good to be alive today to just thank God for his grace and his mercy that he's displayed upon all of us, you know?
Yeah.
Through it all, we're still here, no matter.
Right.
And, you know, our host today, you know, he's explaining it so well. You know, there's a song that said that, I'm going to just say the words to it. If nobody told me the words, how would I ever reach perfection? If nobody told me the news, how would I ever meet connection? So those are some of the words. But, you know, the connection, you know, in order for us to reach the perfection, you know, we need to, you know, receive this education that we're receiving over the station today. It's very educational. We can call it psychology 101, 102, whatever. You know, I think our brother here has a vocabulary far above the knowledge of some of our younger men and women, you know, Zachary and all of them. They probably don't even, you know. So, but we have to just thank God for being here. Thank God that we're alive to receive this information. This information that we're receiving is from God. If anybody says he's not good to us, you know, I know he's been good to me. You know, he's been a mother for me, a father for me, a sister and a brother for me. And I know that he'll be for all of you all, too. So just pray for me as we go through this thing in Seattle, Washington. It's so much chaos in the family. I don't even know if I'm going to be going there or not, but I definitely am standing in the need of prayer for everyone who's listening to this program this morning. And those that know Emily North in Seattle, Washington, and to my nieces and nephews, all of her, she had 8 children, and they're all grown, thank the Lord, and they just need prayer, too. So please, everyone, pray for the entire family. Thank you, and I'll be praying for everybody's family out there. God bless you all.
God bless you, too. Thank you so much for calling in, Lois. We greatly appreciate that. And for all of those who have lost loved ones who are no longer with us, let us be reminded that they are where they are supposed to be and we are where we are supposed to be. And, you know, it's always sad when you lose someone, Lionel, but we have to know that there's something beyond where we are here.
Yeah, and I think, as I've said in the past, the understanding of the hereafter, the life after we leave this particular plane of existence, is really where it's at. This is only a stage in the development, and that what we do here has a great bearing on what comes next. And being mindful of that is what really will guide your behavior and your life on this plane, because you really understand, you have a deep connection with what is coming next. And that connection can only exist if you seek it out, because that is not part of the satanic, demonic mindset of those who exploit the masses of people through their ignorance. And that, and a great part of that ignorance is making you think that only in the present is what counts. That only only what you do today, and it's all, and they say it's all, they've given us over to the idea that life is about having fun. That is so ridiculous. That is so absolutely insane that people think that all they have to, that their whole purpose in life is to have fun. That is counter to the everything that the systems of life work to produce. It takes effort. It takes work. It takes cooperation. It takes coordination. It takes giving and taking. It takes inhale and exhale. There's nothing in life that suggests that it's not, that it's just about fun. There's nothing in the reality of life that suggests that it's not about work, cooperation, give and take, and that there is something coming next, that this is not the end of it, that energy does not dissipate. Energy does not, it just changes its form. It just evolves. And, you know, every scripture talks about the next life. There's no religion that I know of that doesn't have some connection to or effort to address that there's something coming next. So how people get locked into this foolish, idiotic, insane concept of just having fun is what life is all about, is a testimony to the depth of Satan and how powerful his orientation from cradle to the grave is, that gets us lost in our thinking.
I agree wholeheartedly. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak if you would like to join the conversation. Truth being revealed. You know, we've been lied to enough. When, at what point in our lives do we decide that we're not going to always believe what they tell us, but we're going to go one step beyond that and do our own homework? How about that?
God bless the child.
Because if you...
God bless the child. If God is on.
Yeah. If you believe everything you hear, you will always be subject to fear. You will always be subject to what other people think, and they'll have you thinking their truth are the real truth. And you don't know any better because you haven't taken the time to do the homework. And it's right there on the internet. You don't even need a library card anymore. I don't know how the library is staying open right now. Every fourth Thursday of the month, I host the monthly Westside Ministers Coalition networking meeting, and used to be on the West Side, but now everything is virtual. And just when you think things are getting back to normal, they're not. This is the new normal, people. This is it. Everything is virtual, so you have no excuse. Anything that you know what? Someone was telling me the other day that they don't even teach writing. Like, I hear people all the time, how do you spell things? Because things are now abbreviated so much, you don't even know what you're talking about. Because you're talking about one thing and the other person is talking about something else. It's just like with texting. How did I get to that? I digress. But, you know, I go from one story to the next. But it's like the language of communication is so confusing now. How do you think you're going to learn anything? And you can't even spell it. They've taken cursive writing out of school. You can't spell, you can't think, and they want you to be dumbed down. They don't want you to know the truth. What they say, the truth will set you free. You got to take some time. But we usually don't learn these things until we get a little seasoned, get a few numbers on our back.
Well, I think...
Go ahead, Lionel.
I was just going to say that one of the things that make people get serious is in the whole Quran, it says that death, when someone dies, and when it really brings home the reality of life, that it's sometimes only when something like the death of a family member or someone that... makes us become real in our thinking to the point where we realize how little we understand and how we've gotten lost in the illusion of life, this fun mentality, and it takes death to snap us back into some sense of reality. You know, there are things that the fact that this will not last, that there is going to be an end to this foolishness, that there is going to be a resurrection of the human spirit and the human consciousness back to a level of adult, mature wisdom. The kind of wisdom that built the pyramid, the kind of wisdom that charted the universe, that had a deep understanding of life, and in fact that the whole death part of the process of our decline, the decline of human civilization, is like the exhale that we breathe, but there's an inhale coming too. There's a restoration that comes with the inhale, and it's a natural process. That the whole purpose of the decline was so that we can inhale a new day and a new light and a new beginning, and that was anticipated. That was planned. That was not. And it was not the plan of stupid people, foolish people. This is a plan. This is being executed from a divine source. And it's virtually infallible. It cannot fail. It's going to happen. And whether or not you will be a part of that process and whether or not you will gain the benefit of actually taking part and exercising some conscious effort to help to bring about this resurrection is up to you. And you will reap what you sow. If you don't do nothing, you ain't got nothing coming. If you don't put the effort forward in light of the realities that are being pointed out every day of how we've been misled, bamboozled, run amok and led astray. If you don't recognize that and you refuse to get involved in the process, then you will reap what you sow. Yes, and that is the justice that is due.
If you haven't done the work that's necessary, don't expect anything to work because you're not going to get it by osmosis. You got to do the work. You got to put it in. But everybody wants to play. Nobody wants to do the work. So what do we do with them, Lionel? What do we do?
Just ask, you know, The best example is a good example is the best teacher. And there's nothing more important for me than to try to be a good example. You know, I've had plenty of good examples in my life from my grandmother, my mother. They weren't perfect, but they taught me some things that have been indelibly established in my character, and I thank God for them. And I think you know, I could do no less than they did for me than to try to be as good example to others as I can.
Yes. And those were the morals and values that we were taught as children, which I think some kind of way got lost along the way. I don't see that in a lot of this generation, and that is not to say that it does not exist. That is not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is that I don't see, to the degree of which we have been brought up, I don't see that in our youth today. And, you know, it's heartbreaking in a way, because it doesn't have to be that way.
Well, you know, if we set out in sincerely to come in contact with truth, to come in contact with our Creator, to cultivate a relationship based upon service and sincere effort to please our Creator, there's no doubt in my mind that you will get an answer, that you will be guided. The failure is not putting forward the effort, being sincere enough to put forward, to be motivated to do something. Being sincere is fundamental to the development of any kind of discipline. Any kind of life, whatever you do, you have to be sincere in order to put forward the effort. If you are sincere, the effort will come. it's automatic. If you're not sincere, you're lying to yourself, and that will manifest too, because you're not going to do nothing. You're not going to do nothing. You talk about you want to lose weight, but you ain't doing nothing to lose no weight.
Okay.
You got to stop eating first of all. You got to stop eating so much. You can't just constantly take it in and talk about you trying to lose it.
Right.
That's inconsistent. That's irrational.
Yes.
And so, but if you're sincere, you will do what is necessary. You will do whatever it takes.
You know, it's just so much easier to not do it than it is to do it. You know, that means you got to show some responsibility for self. And, you know, not everybody wants to be responsible. Like you said, they just want to have fun, because that's what we see. That's what's fed to us, on the major outworks. You know, all the places are opening back up, and this is where you need to be, because you need to be in the place to be seen by the people that you admire and things of that nature. So, you know, it's a constant uphill battle, How do you challenge it? How do you detour from that mindset? How do you move forward when you have just been bombarded day in, day out with everything that you're told that you need to do, that you really don't know not to do, but you don't know it because you haven't taken the time to get quiet, spend some time. As Lionel, you said a ritual. What's your ritual in the morning? What do you do consistently to help get you from point A to point B? What are some of the things that you can do to make the transition from just being here to being one who knows?
Well, you know, it began. You know, As I say, you gotta come in contact with your spirituality, your spiritual life. Your spiritual life is on the inside of your body.
Yes.
Your body is just is like a vehicle. It's like an automobile. You know,
yes.
once you wake up in the morning, it's like you turning that ignition in that car.
It
doesn't have any life until you get in it. And when your consciousness, when you wake up in the morning, you have set into the vehicle, and you are now ready to operate the vehicle. But
yes.
you have to understand that there's a spiritual being inside, and that spiritual being needs to be in touch with the spiritual being, the creator. And that is the most important reality for you. Your direction, your ability to direct the car is dependent upon your understanding of your connection to the spiritual reality that puts you in the car.
Yes.
That puts you in the body.
Yes.
And your connection to that spirituality is to teach you to discipline you to develop your capacity over the body first and foremost. And the world outside the body is also connected. And so you have to grow your spirituality. You have to develop your spiritual connection outside of your body to the outside world and beyond. They're all connected. And you have to learn the connections, the fundamental elements of the universe, earth, water, air, and fire, and how they interact according to the principles established by the Creator. And it's not complicated once you really sincerely start to read, study, and learn to interpret what you read in the context of history, in the context of human social experiences through the ages, not just with over the last 400 years of American history. You need to understand history in a context that goes much deeper if you really want to understand what the reality of life is. That's the advice that I would give to anybody. Be sincere, first of all, and then go to work.
Okay. Go to work. And we're about to go to work right now, so you stay close because we got a commercial for you. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. We'll take your calls right after.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
We all say we would like to be wealthy, but wealth isn't determined by how much money you have. Wealth is determined by your power to define what money is. The dictionary defines money as something used as a way to pay for goods and services and to pay people for their work. So how would you like to have access to an unlimited source of money? Money that is not taxed by the government. Money that increases as you share the opportunity with others. Money that you can use to pay for goods and services and pay people for their work. I'm talking about Bitcoin. It's the future of independent wealth building. Bitcoin is the new money that you control. Get started building your wealth Call 312-849-3456. That's 312-849-3456.
This is Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, spiritual counselor and advisor. I invite you to a private reading in the areas of business, health, finances, relationships for introductory cost of $20. Please call because there is a higher power that can help me help you. 312-802-4743. Peace and blessings to you all. Call me. 312-802-4743.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on the Female Solution.
Here on the Female Solution. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. And today's topic is Billie Holiday, the real truth behind the scenes. And we are having this discussion with Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations, who is our monthly contributor every first Monday of the month. And we're going to go to the phone lines and take some calls at 708-677.
708-677. This is Sister Maika. How are you?
Grand rising, my Sister Maika. How you doing, my sister? So good to hear from you.
Doing wonderful. I need to hear from you.
Yes.
Off the line.
Okay.
Anyway, you know, I woke up this morning and the quote that came to my mind was that it is in line with what you're talking about. Oh, and Brother Lionel, greetings to you also.
Peace to you too, sister.
Yes. So the quote that came to my mind was, African-American men were raised to perform, not lead.
Ooh.
And you know, to be entertainers, to seek attention, you know, but not be serious in life. And that's just the general crux of it. And it's sad, but it's real. And once we observe that, maybe we can change, not maybe, but we can then change this this outcome, because that's part of what slavery was about. You know, you perform as a laborer, or you perform as an entertainer, or you perform as a sex object, a sexual person. You know, so that's what was given to us. Now the question is, do we want to keep it, or do we want to develop leadership qualities in African-American men and African-American women also? But that's the scenario that I've observed out here, basically.
Okay. Thank you so very much for that, Mike. I greatly appreciate you, and I will call you after the after show, so probably 10 o'clock. So please.
All right, cool.
Okay.
Talk to you then. All right. All right.
Thank you. I forgot.
Thank
we've
you.
Got a team meeting at 10 o'clock, so maybe about a quarter to 10. Wonderful. That was Maika, our former host of Tuesday's Let's Talk About It with Maika. This Tuesday, Self-Care with Jody Susan, who is standing in for Maika, as we go to the phone lines to get another call.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Okay. Yes, heard silence for a second. Yes, well, as I want to welcome Lionel Abdul-Hot to the show. Always so informative and transformative. And one of the things we want to do is to encourage people when they see things that happen and they think it's something negative. It actually isn't. It's all a part of our transformation, and it's all for our spiritual growth. So even things like transitions are not bad. They are part of our process of growth. So we should never look at things as tragedies. Because they are not. And one of the things that we want to do every day, we'll be introducing, of course, we'll hear right before the after show, the on-air daily news brief, where we give you some of the good news, the news that could give you some positive information about what's happening and things that are being done that can improve life and achievements that people have made. So you'll hear that at the top of the hour, and we hope that other news shows, other radio shows, other TV shows will kind of follow suit in being able to focus on the hope that we have and the positivity that exists, as opposed to the always gloom and doom. We really don't need to keep making people sad, because we're creating a vibration that actually is affecting the whole planet when we create sadness. And when we bring that vibration up with joy, whether it's through entertainment or, you know, fun, happiness, then we raise the vibration of the planet, and we also aid in the general well-being and health of the population. So we're going to make a conscious effort to add to that every day on the Female Solution with the on-air daily news brief. And on air, of course, stands for Online Network of Associated Internet Radio. So we'll look to talk to you more in the after show.
All righty, certainly looking forward to it, my sister. And will you be joining us by phone then as well?
Yes, I'll see if I can get back digitally, but of course, definitely by phone.
Okay. All right, it's 8:43, so we got about 15 more minutes there. Let's take another call, 336-350. You are live on the Female Solution, Grand. Where are you calling from?
Good evening, Sister Zelda.
Is that
you
my
hear me? It is. I'm grateful to be looking at my trees. Some vegetation to assist me in grounding. But let me get to the point. Greetings to the family. Greetings, Brother Hawk. And greetings, Dr. Maika. And greetings, Dr. Lateef, to everybody, the whole family. I liked Dr. Maika stated. I go wholeheartedly with that from my observation as well, Dr. Maika. Now, the question that I have, and this is Mama Bonfire AZ calling you from Tucson, Arizona, at the Gables here. I'm at a facility at the moment, experiencing life and the interesting people on this planet, or maybe not people, you know, what do I know? However, Brother Hawk, I want to ask you, going to what Dr. Maika said, how do we go about elevating the people, the men and women who have been taught to just to be not be leaders, the men, but to serve, to have a life of just creating and nothing else, or doing, or actors. How can we reverse that at this time? That's the question that I pose to you, you know, sir.
Well, please be with you, sister.
Thank you, sir.
My suggestion would be to, basically just be sincere, to be sincere in your desire to want to realize your full potential. Realizing full potential is something that you have to take seriously. It's not a joke. It's not a plaything. When you do work, you want to be serious about it. Work is not something that you can play with. And, you can take that as a lesson in applying towards your life in a lot of different ways. When you're sincere and want to do something, wanting to accomplish something, wanting to get closer to your creator, wanting to realize your full potential, you have to go to work. You have to work at it. You have to be serious about what it is that you want to do. And I think that's where it really starts to take its form in how you approach it. That if you take it seriously, if you're sincere and you're serious about what it is that you want to accomplish, that's the process. That's the beginning process. And prayer, asking for guidance, asking the Creator to show you the way is an essential part of being serious. If you sincerely recognize that there is a God, and you know that God is capable of guiding you to a higher level of consciousness, that is what you have to strive for. That's what I would suggest that you strive for. A higher level of consciousness, a more serious perspective of life than what exists in the current atmosphere, because that's how you get tricked. Being foolish-minded is to be silly-minded, playful-minded, not to take things seriously and not to be reflective on the character, the positions, the ideals of those who came before us who had serious agendas for their life. If you want to be serious, you have to look at the example of other serious people and follow that example. It's not complicated in that regard. There are the examples of people like Dr. King, Malik Shabazz, Warith Al-Din Muhammad, people who sincerely challenged the status quo, going against the grain of what everybody else was doing, and received guidance to assist them in that process. It's not outside the reach of any individual who is sincere to change their behavior to find something within themselves that can take them to higher levels, because I believe that the Creator doesn't make mistakes, and that anybody who is here, who is alive, has potential to do great things, and all they need to do is tap into the Creator sincerely and then go to work.
Amen. Well said. You got to tap into it. And I had to close Mama AZ's mic because I figured it was her mic because I was getting a little static. But Mama AZ, does that answer the question? I just opened your mic back up. You got a little noise in the background.
Thank you so much. I have a quick question. Am I still being heard?
Please.
Okay, that was the nurse coming in, I swear. Anyway, brother, do you think that in our lifetime, I'm pushing 70, you think in this lifetime before I transfer to the other side that we will ever see improvement in the leadership ability of men and women on this planet?
Yes, ma'am.
That's my question.
Yes, ma'am, I do. I see improvements every day. And the reality is that the darkest hour is just before the dawn, that things may look really, really dark right now, but there's light in the darkness. And when it gets really dark, people really start looking for light. And that's when the light that's already out here that is not being seen simply because people are so distracted by the foolishness. But once those lights start going out, those false lights, those artificial lights start going out, the real light can be seen much better.
Okay.
And so people gravitate towards what the light when they're in the darkness. And these are some very dark times that we're living in. And I'm hoping more people will come into a better understanding as a consequence of the foolishness manifesting its rot, its decaying influence on our culture and our character. And therefore, we'll reject it as what it is. It's foolishness, absolute foolishness. And we need to get real. We need to grow up. The 21st century, the number 21 being symbolic of when man comes of age as an adult. That's what I think we're in for in this 21st century.
All right now. Does that answer your question, Mama AZ? I guess it does. Did I close her mic again? Mama AZ?
I'm back. The call dropped. Thank you, sir. Thank us. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
And thank you for calling in, Mama AZ. Just know that the Female Solution and our listeners and viewers, we always have your back. You are always first in our minds as you go through this healing challenge. And I do hope that you are journaling, because you are going, as you said yourself, you asked for this. So you are going through this experience so you can share it with others. So please, 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 I do hope that you are journaling. 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. Did I get this call?
773-450. Good morning. Good morning, my sister.
Grand Rising, who's this? Hi, where are you calling from?
Brother Obadiah from the Columbia College days, my sister.
Brother Obadiah from my alma mater, Columbia callers. Grand yeah. Riley, thank you so much for calling today. What's your comment or question, Obadiah?
Hey, get a load of this. This is so simple. It's just very brief, but very simple. First of all, if we keep following the traditions, that's not a new paradigm, that's not a new consciousness, and that's not the new dimension. When you keep focusing on all the things that's going to keep you confused, you just stay confused. Mm. When you got to turn on your computer instead of step outside and touch up with nature and listen to the birds sing you a symphony, you're missing out on too much. But people would rather turn on 500 channels and look at cable all day long and stay in the darkness. The beginning starts with you and changing yourself. You can't be in on their world and keep doing what they're doing and actually transform to another dimension. They're focusing on the color of your skin and all this outer stuff. What about the face within?
Mm.
We have to focus on the face within to be who we're supposed to be, and then we're one unit. As long as we live on a world that's got war, that's not people that love it on each other.
Mm-mm.
A person, I would never want to kill my own children, anybody's children, so why would I create war when I can sit down and have unity and peace? But that's the new dimension. Everybody that's ready for it better be working on it now because they got something else for the other people that won't do that.
Oh,
but
yeah.
The new dimension. Check out some of that nature, the skies, the trees talking to you and all that. Get in on some of that, and it will help to enlighten you. Get that nature.
Get that nature, baby. That's why I go for a walk after this.
And keep yourself in unity with the universe, and then you'll be part of the next group. Otherwise, they're just going to fall off. They're already getting tricked and deceived by vaccines and all this stuff they're talking about. They just keep up in a constant, perpetual state of fear.
Yes.
And love is the only thing that casts out fear. So until you get enough love, you're going to be afraid.
Say that. Teach my brother.
Yeah,
thanks, brother Obadiah. Break it down. Thank you so much. That was Brother Obadiah, my Columbia College alumni. I think I have taken all the calls this morning. I think I have. Yes, I have. So if you would be so kind, it is 8:56. We've played the ending at 8:57. So please leave us a closing thought for the Lionel Abdul Haq of Community Cultivation.
Well, as always, I would like to leave and close with the idea that everything's going to be okay, that the Creator does not make mistakes, that this is who we are dealing with in terms of evolving and growing our level of consciousness out of from a dead level to a perpendicular on the square, that we are in the process of resurrecting our human spirit from a level of depth of decay and degeneration that is obvious all around us. And all we have to do is think about getting up and getting better, and we will.
And if we practice it, we can do that. But it's got to happen.
The more you practice, the easier it gets. Yeah. The more your muscles grow.
Yep, because this is a muscle up here. Just like you work out the muscles in your arms, you can work out the other ones too. So thank you so very much for sharing. If you want to join the after show at 9 o'clock, push 1 right now because after 1 o'clock, after 9 o'clock, you cannot... won't be able to speak like that. So 515-059-3233. Brother Lionel Abdul Haq of Community Cultivations, we appreciate you and the wisdom that you bring to Monday morning mindfulness. Be grateful that you are the one who gives us light and who brings light to the darkness. Shalom.
Be sure to get your copy.
Peace to you.
Peace unto you too, my brother. We look forward to having you on next month as well.
I'd like to
make it a great day. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. And as we listen to the outro, just know that Anaima will be joining us for 1 minute live right here on the Female.
Sheshe. India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsanida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Dziękuję, France, Merci, Spain, Gracias, Italy, Grazie, Egypt, Shukran, Ghana, Madasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Geret, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakor, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
And your intention is to chime in because the show is officially over. And Naima will be joining us shortly. But first, I've got a few announcements for you to remind you that the winner of the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest is Najla. She is from Saudi Arabia. How about that? Najla from Saudi Arabia. Yay! Now, if you've got teens, nieces and nephews, grandchildren who would like to participate, if they sing, dance, knit, sew, rap, whatever they do, film director, composer, arranger, baton thrower, beat the drum, whatever they do, have them register at the August Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest where they can compete for prizes and cash. And all they have to do is send in a video, a one-minute video via YouTube. It must be a YouTube video clip so that we can upload it with the rest of them. Not an MOV file, not an MP3 file, not an MP4 file, but a YouTube video file. Send us a one-minute audio clip, video clip, I'm sorry, one-minute video clip to HLN TV show. And if you would like to send in a separate clip, maybe 15 seconds of your name, your age, and your hobbies, what do you like to do? The hobbies children have today are nothing like the hobbies we had as children, so it is very enlightening to see what these children are doing. It's like, wow. You know, it makes you think about what I used to do when I was in my 13, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. What were you doing? Do you remember what you doing? Do you remember what you liked to do as a child? I loved to write as a child. I just leave me in a room by myself. I learned cursive writing. I know they don't teach that anymore in family, in school. But I learned cursive writing, and I thought I found heaven. So writing was heaven for me. It was an experience for me. So I hope that when you see your children doing things that you don't feel are what they should be doing, ask yourself the question, do you see that as a teaching moment, not only for them, but for yourself to say, is this what I want them to do, or is this their natural gift and talent? Is it? If it's a natural gift, God-given gift and talent, then you might want to step out of the way. Because when you're interfering with the maker's, with the creator's work, whatever you decide to call it, he, she, it, God, Allah, Buddha, Yud-Hey, Wav-Hey, Jehovah, Yahweh, whatever you decide to call it, just know that it's in control and you're not. And as much as we want to be controlled, I know I'm telling all my own business here, As much as we want to be in control, we ain't in control of nothing. We just think we are. See, that's what the ego does. The ego plays tricks with you. Anyway, I digress. I just want to share that with you. So get them to send, or you send in their YouTube videos, hlntvshow@gmail.com. And you can always go to our Facebook page to see the show, facebook.com/hlntvshowzelda. It used to be HLN TV Show. They changed it to HLN TV Show Zelda. Lord, I got to get through to the young folks, because it's not about Zelda. It's about the youth. It's about the next generation, because they're going to be running this country, and we do not need more of what we had before. Okay, you feel me? So be sure and get that information in. Be sure and check out Higher Learning Network TV show Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19. And you can always see the YouTube videos, youtube.com, Higher Learning TV Show. And while you're there, be sure and like and subscribe to support our youth, because that is crucial. And be sure and check out my blog, ZeldaRobinson.wordpress.com, and I'm going to pull that up there for you. Also, I want you to go do this, too. Go to the Homeless Project. You know, we're always working on the homeless, working on behalf of the homeless, and we're always asking for donations. So this time we're giving you a chance to make a purchase so you can see where your money is going, because they not only leave, you know, winter's right around the corner. They need generators, they need heaters, they need blankets, they need food, they need personal hygiene items. There's lots of different things that you could be paying for. But this time we're going to sell you some things where you can make a donation. You can donate, and it's tax deductible. So go to the Homeless Project on Instagram, hln.homeless.project. That's hln.homeless.project. Okay? And on that note, we are going to bring up our executive producer of The Female Solution, and that will be the one and only Naima Latif. Coming to the stage. And she's there looking gorgeous as usual, as she always does. Grand rising, my sister. What's so funny, girl? I think you're beautiful. What's funny? What's funny about that?
You know, when you see what goes on behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah, I know what goes on behind the scenes. Okay, I got this.
Yeah, but, you know, we make it happen anyhow.
Because that's what we do.
That's what we do.
So, Grand Rising, my beautiful sister, as we continue the conversation, and congratulations again. I forgot I just said all that information about Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. I was so shocked to see that we had, not shocked, I was shocked, tell the truth, I was shocked to see the winner, I wasn't shocked to see the winner, I was shocked to see a contestant, Najla, from Saudi Arabia, because last time we had so many votes for the acro dancer, the girl. I was like, does she have any bones in her body? Is she all bristle and muscle? I thought she was going to win, so you just never know. But the votes came in, and Najla won. I was like, oh, my goodness, yes.
She was good. She was good. I liked her performance. I thought it was very intense. And I definitely got it, you know. And I think if you have ever been in a relationship where perhaps you love someone more than they love you, and there's a point where you maybe even lose your pride trying to get them to stay with you, you know,
wow,
and feel that. So,
wow.
That's some deep emotion. So I think that's why she won, because she touched something in so many
ways. Yes, she did. I'm sitting back like, oh, okay, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it is. But it's good to see that young young people have experienced enough in life where they can portray some deep emotions. Because one thing that I learned is that, and I can't remember the name of the doctor that did this presentation, because I think she's also written a book about it, and I'm sure I have her book about sex and the bonding impact that it has. And when you're a young person, you're not emotionally equipped to handle that.
No.
Oxytocin is the bonding chemical that is released when a woman is intimate with a man. A man has it also, but a woman's is very intense. And so if she becomes intimate with someone and then they decide to leave, it has an effect, a physical effect, an emotional effect of extreme distress in her. And the doctor was explaining that's why so many young people in relationships, they can be moved to commit suicide, because it's the biochemical response of this feeling of abandonment. And the reason why that chemical is so strong is what's released also when a woman is breastfeeding her child, because the whole point in oxytocin is to bond two people together. So that's the purpose of, you know, the maternal instinct where you never abandon your child. So just learning about that, it helped me understand how sometimes young people feel very intensely when they have relationships, which is why, you know, if you're young, you know, and often when you, it's like you marry early in life, you know, late teens, early 20s, sometimes that's a lifelong relationship, just because you bond so deeply. But if it ends, it can be so shattering. And when I heard her performance, it just was such a gut level kind of emotion. Wow. That was deep. So yeah, I'm glad that people saw her talent in that. But, you know, I want to also congratulate the other performers as well, because all of them that express thoughts, they really do give us higher respect for the youth and their perspective in life and their ability to mirror for us what we are learning. So one of the things that we want to do every day on the Female Solution is, you know, as I think Mama Z asked about, are we going to see any improvement in the leadership? Are we going to see things get better? Well, things are getting better. And some of the leaders, many of the leaders actually, are beginning to enact decisions that are going to be for the well-being of the people. Many things are happening that show us the best side of ourselves. So every day, at the top of the hour, we'll be giving you a daily news brief, just, you know, a two-minute synopsis of a couple little things happening, you know, internationally, nationally, locally, you know, wherever you are, just a snippet of some things that may make life better so that we can know that things are happening that are for our highest good. So I'm going to pause for a moment and share with you our daily news brief for today, which is August 2nd, 2021, and we'll be right back with our conversation, Delta.
I'm Naima Latif with your on-air daily news brief for Monday, August 2nd, 2021. Simone Biles plans to compete in the balance beam final on Tuesday, according to USA Gymnastics. It is her last possible event in Tokyo. Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle will join Chief Judge Timothy C. Evans, Cook County Commissioner Scott Britton, and Chicago Bar Foundation Executive Director Bob Glaves today at 9:45 a.m. at the Cook County Building to highlight Cook County Legal Aid for Housing and Debt. CCLAHD as federal and state eviction moratoriums expire. CCLAHD is a countywide initiative that provides free legal aid and mediation services to help landlords and residents resolve eviction, foreclosure, debt, and tax deed issues. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker will be signing legislation today at 10 o'clock a.m. at East Aurora High School that significantly expands protections for immigrant and refugee communities. Reverend Jesse L. Jackson Sr. and the Rainbow Push Coalition kicked off the 55th annual convention virtually Sunday, August 1st, 2021, with the nationally acclaimed Inspirational Oratorical Program, followed by the annual Reverend Clay Evans Gospel Concert. The convention continues until Friday, August 6th. To register, go to www.rainbowpush.org. I'm Naima Latif with your on-air daily news brief. On Air, the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, empowering you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. Go to onaireverywhere.com.
And there you have it. So you'll be hearing this every day. We'll give you some good things happening, some good decisions that some leaders are making, maybe new things that some of our entertainers are doing. Some of the heights that our athletes are reaching, some of the positive things that we can feel good about. We want to remind people that most people are good, most people are helpful, most people are kind, and most people are peaceful most of the time. So we want to focus on what's really happening most of the time, which is really positive things. And this can really help our own sense of well-being. Just knowing that the world is getting better and the things that we're seeing are meant to awaken us as to the things we need to work on. That's all it is. And so when we see a problem, it's like turning on the light and, you know, you see where there is dust and clutter that needs to be cleared up in your home. You might not see it if you didn't turn the light on. You might be stumbling over things and, you know, don't realize you left a shoe in the middle of the floor and trip over it and fall. But if you put a light on, you can see where things are that need to be put in order. So that's all. But we want to highlight the things that are making life better. And that will encourage more of us to see things in a way that will make us feel better as opposed to being in a state of distress. I didn't realize how very quickly your body will respond if you allow yourself to spend too many days in a state of sadness. Often you'll find your health is challenged. You'll maybe contact colds or other things. You know, Deanna always talks about the viruses and so forth. Things in our bodies stay in balance until we get emotionally out of balance. That's why our emotions have to be maintained at a level of peace so that our bodies can respond accordingly. And when we have good, loving relationships and friendships, it helps keep us emotionally in balance and physically in balance. When we're in conflict, we have distress that affects our physical bodies, and then we become susceptible to whatever airborne viruses invade our structure. But when you are in a state of joy, it's like a force field that keeps things out. So this is why the things that we ingest, whether through our eyes and ears or even the food we ingest, it has to be of a high quality. And we want high-quality information coming into us all the time, as much as possible, so that we can maintain a level of inner peace and well-being mentally, and physically, emotionally and spiritually. So those of us who are communicating every day, this is what we should consciously do. What am I feeding people? This is like if you were going to invite people over to your house. What do you want to feed your guests?
You don't want to give them dog food. You don't want to give them dog food.
Yeah, what if you just gave them dog food? I know some dogs eat pretty good.
Okay. Better than some humans.
Yes.
And dress too.
But ideally, you want to give them your best food, the food that you know tastes good and is healthy and good for them. You wouldn't want to give them, you know, table scraps, bones and stuff that's been picked over and, you know. So, you know, give people your best in terms, and this is the job of a communicator. All of us who have platforms that we're speaking to people every day, and we've got people listening every day, and every day people want to know what's going on, and they're making choices as to what they're going to feed themselves. So if we feed them good food, they're going to choose eventually to get the food that tastes good and not the garbage that you want to spit out.
Yep.
You know, you're going to choose something that uplifts you. And this is what we want to do, give people an alternative so that they can say, well, you know, these people, they're always talking about something good. I don't want to hear that garbage today. I'm going to get a good food. And we want them to choose, and many of you choose every day to listen to the Female Solution and watch the Female Solution or our hosts who are live on the Facebook pages, and we want to make sure that we feed you the best that we have so that you'll keep coming back for more.
Because when you come back for more, we find more topics to talk about, so we'll have something of interest to you. So we appreciate you coming back. So please, please keep coming back. We appreciate you. We thank you. And we appreciate that you share this on their daily news brief, too, because the information that we get, positive information, that's all we post. We're not posting none of that other stuff, because all that other stuff, that's not who we are. That's not what we're about. So we appreciate you for having the same mindset and you doing the same thing. So we appreciate that. Just know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm inspired when I see all of our hosts really reaching out to give new information and to dispel some of the fear. We really are seeing an energetic battle going on. There's the energy of love versus the energy of fear. And what is that biblical quote, perfect love casts out fear.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can have perfect love, there will be no fear, not of the unseen, whether it's virus or the manifest of the unseen, which is negative emotion. We don't want to fear each other. We don't want to fear being able to express love to each other through a hug. We don't want to fear being able to go and enjoy the breeze outside, worried about what's in the air, because the air is something that all of us share. And that's one thing I'm glad this pandemic has highlighted. The air does not recognize national boundaries. I don't care what you draw in the sand or fence up or wall up. The air belongs to everybody, and it circulates every day, and it's shared by everybody. So, yes, people are concerned if one country seems to have a lot of poison in the air, because eventually that poison is going to spread to everybody's air, which should remind us that we have no business ever bombing someone anywhere, because you're releasing poisons into the air.
Mm-hmm.
Earth is rotating, so wherever you have poison in the air, you're going to be breathing that same air within 24 hours.
Yep.
Does it make any sense to hurt anybody's air or water? These are systems that travel around the globe. You can't hurt anybody without hurting yourself.
Right.
That's a spiritual principle. You reap what you sow. Whatever you put out, it comes back to you. So it makes sense to put out love as opposed to anything that is not love, because it's going to come back to you. So I'm grateful that that little song that we out of the scene, hallelujah, there's a virus in out. It's so funny. But this is really made us reflect on things. We are affecting everybody whose life we touch. Everybody who hears our voice, we're affecting them. Everybody who sees our face, are we smiling? We're affecting them. Everything we do affects other people. So we have to consciously affect them in a positive way. And that raises the vibration of the entire planet. And it adds to the collective thought. We can't see thoughts, but every thought is a vibration.
Mm-hmm.
So you're adding to the thought. Now just imagine if you had a big bowl of water, and everybody who passed by the bowl of water, they poured something into it. Maybe they poured another drop of water. Now, if they are carrying a nice, clean, pure drop of water, then they're going to add to the pure drops of water. But what if they've got dirty water and they pour a little drop of dirty water? Well, eventually, you're going to have nasty, dirty water. Would you want to drink out of that? Of course not. So you want everybody's contribution to be clear and clean and healthy, because it's all, we're all sharing this water. So that's how life is. We're all sharing the vibration of the planet. What we add to it should enhance it. So if I want to enhance the joy, I have to have joy inside of me, then I have to share it with other people. And I raise their vibration. I raise their sense of well-being. I raise their physical health by something as small as a smile and a pleasant voice. It's a little thing, doesn't cost a penny, but it has such a major impact. So we want to be able to do that every day, everywhere we go, and see the effect. And the more people that become aware of it, the more people that are practicing it, the more the earth begins to transform. So it's those little acts of kindness that change things, and not so much the mass protest. Yeah, protests can raise awareness, but sometimes protests can add to the negativity if people become negative, such as what happened with the riot. And then all the negativity that got spread, you know, one of my favorite camera stores got destroyed in the riot. And there was a project I was working on for my AZ with an old camera. I was going to take my camera to the shop. But that shop got, you know, the place on Wabash got, you know, demolished and everything with the riot. And, you know, random acts of violence because people were releasing their frustration and anger and maybe taking advantage of disorder to steal some stuff. People do that. But, you know, negative energy, even though it's calling attention to a negative situation, it creates also more negative energy.
Yes.
So the best way to combat a negative situation is to add to the positive energy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so this is where we want to do. So, you know, we reached out to the police department and we've asked them to share with us positive stories that the officers encounter during the day that don't always get known in the news. We know that a few months ago, some officers participated in a food giveaway program. Matter of fact, some did say, and I believe the story's on the on-air news network that at www.onaireverywhere.com.
Mm-hmm.
They participated in food giveaway at Rainbow Push, and they also participated in a food giveaway at the 5th District with, you know, our friend Bishop Jerome Powell and his organization. So they're doing some good things for people, and we don't hear about that because we hear the anger stories. We hear the negative confrontations that happen on the highways and the streets. And so we project a lot of negative energy at these people who, most of them, I'm sure, they got into the business because they wanted to help people. So you want to restore that spirit in them, that you got into this business to be of help to the community. You became an officer to serve and protect and to keep us safe and to remind us to live within the law so that we don't hurt people. That's what you got into it for. We want to remind you of that very noble cause by highlighting the good deeds that those of you who are doing good deeds are doing. And so the rest of you who may have slipped into negativity can be reminded of the higher purpose as to why you're there. So you can choose to treat people with kindness because you want to be that person that you really are on the inside, that loving, kind person that wanted to help people. So we're adding to the positive energy. And I'm trying very much to encourage people, before you attack, think of how you can understand whatever that person did, what drove them to that behavior. And rather than attack them for it or punish them for it, try to add positive energy to them to bring them back to a state of balance. So I guess you could kind of, with the analogy, even when we talk about how do you help your body that's maybe going through a disease, rather than inject something in it that could add to the negativity, let's bring something positive to it to strengthen your body and help it be restored to wellness. That's kind of the philosophy of the holistic health and wellness movement. Let's not give you products that have after effects, side effects, and, throw your body's balance off. Let's give you positive things, food, natural things from nature that can build your body's cells and strengthen your muscles and give you a strong immune system. Add positive to a negative and make it more positive.
Let the record show.
Yes.
Do what you need to do.
Yes.
Don't worry about what other folks are doing. Just do what you need to do. And what you need to do right now is incorporate what Naima has said and apply it in your life, in the life of your community, and watch the difference reveal itself. As a man thinketh, or one man thinketh, so it is. And so it is 9:30. We want to thank you for joining us this morning for the after show with executive producer Naima Lateef. And I hope you enjoyed the new feature that we had today, the on-air daily news brief. And we'll be back here right here tomorrow morning with Self-Care with Jody Susan. And what can we expect on Wednesday, Naima?
Well, on Wednesday, we have a few guests that are going to be joining us to talk about some of the projects that they're doing with young people, some of the guides to parenting, and also helping youth that have had some challenges and may need a bit of redirection, but they've been working with youth in various capacities and also discovering some talents, as you do, discovering talents among those who we never would have thought. So we'll be talking about that. Basically, how do you bring out the best in a young person who may be struggling with self-esteem issues? So we'll definitely look forward to that program.
And that's an uphill battle, always going uphill. Well, we got to start somewhere, so let's just start what we do. So thank you so much for joining us. And thank you for our listening audience on the Female Solution. In the meantime, in between time, have all your children sign up for the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. The next one is August 28th. It's always the fourth Saturday of the month. Ages 13 to 19, send in a one-minute video clip to hlntvshow@gmail.com. And know that the proceeds from what you see here on the screen, the hln.homeless.project, that's on our Instagram channel. You go there and you'll see items for sale so that you can see something where your money is going for, because it supports the prizes and the cash and everything that we do for the children here at the higherlearningnetwork.org. So until then, we will see you tomorrow. As we do the higher learning hip.
Thank you for joining our show today.
at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsanida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, John Cunyon, France, Merci, Spain, Gracias, Italy, Grazie, Egypt, Shukran, Ghana, Medasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Jared, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakor, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Make it a great day. Thanks for watching. Namaste. Hotep. Peace. Love, peace, and hair grease. How about that? Okay? Works every time.
Yes, it does.
All right. I had a question I wanted to ask you, doggone, and I forgot. I said, let me ask her when we go off the air. What was it about? Oh, I couldn't find it here on the keyboard. Girl, I couldn't find it.
Well, you know what happens, because I realized when you upload something, I don't know how many hours it takes before it appears on other people's keyboards, but it seems like it takes a few hours. So I probably have to upload it earlier, because I uploaded it right before the show started. And I wanted to call you, but then the show started, I'm like, I can't call her.
That's what that last break was, why you heard so much music. I was trying to find out. Like,
yeah, I hear you trying to find out, it might not have showed up, because I know it's on the bottom when it first uploads.
Yeah.
And then by the next day, it'll put it in alphabetical order.
Oh, let me hear
that. I don't know how many hours it takes.
I forget it. Hang up that episode. They could hear our questions. I forget our conversation. I forgot about that. I just, in the episode, there you go.